is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. And what a show we're going to have. It's a celebration on here on QAM, University of Miami, ranked fifth in the country now. They move up to number five in the country after Sunday's exciting 27-24 win over Notre Dame. Big salute to the crowd. What a night. What an environment. It was all spectacular. And did it with it raining throughout the afternoon. The rain started right on time, about 3:30. I don't think it stopped until about 10 o'clock. At any rate, great game, hard-fought victory for Miami. I thought Notre Dame was really good. I thought this game, it kind of felt like two teams were already in the middle of October or early November. It did not feel like an opening game of the season. Not a lot of mistakes, not a lot of penalties. Notre Dame, the two turnovers, so Miami kind of beat Notre Dame at their own game, protected the ball. Know a lot of people were like, oh, come on, be more aggressive late in the game. Best part about Notre Dame's defense is their secondary. They got two All-American corners, maybe three All-Americans, because Shuler, the safety, is right there as well. So I thought Miami did the right thing by keeping it on the ground, be conservative, and kick the field goal at the end of the game, force Notre Dame to use their timeouts. This time it went Miami's way. It's interesting, you know, how you look at it. It's a 24-14 lead for Miami in the fourth quarter. And here comes Notre Dame. And it's like if you're on the Miami side, oh, they blew the lead. But if you're on the Notre Dame side, it's, oh, they strangled Miami and did what they were supposed to do and got back into the game to tie the game. I just think it was two really good football teams that were hammering each other and taking advantage of anything they could. Miami held Notre Dame to 93 yards rushing, 3.3 yards per carry. And we'll get to all of that with Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal. Coach Cristobal coming up on the show. Also coming up on the show, Shannon Dawson. So 1 hour of reflection of the joy of beating Notre Dame and also a look ahead to Saturday's game against Bethune-Cookman. Kickoff at 7, our broadcast here on QAM. On 104.3 FM WQAM, man, that sounds good, begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Miami and Notre Dame, the whole thing was terrific, and this is the way it sounded here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
There goes the smoke, and here come the Hurricanes. A spine tingling entrance that never gets old. Sending shivers down the spine. Miami in orange and white. And the Hurricanes are on the field at Hard Rock Stadium. It doesn't get much bigger than this. Miami and Notre Dame, a new era of college football about to get underway. Davis sends it high and deep. And we're underway at Hard Rock Stadium. Out of the end zone, and the Irish get the ball first and 10, 25 yards in. Third and one, far across for the ball. He's going to run it himself. Oh, he's up to the side and brought down off the edge. Big play by Miami. A loss of 3 yards. Great play by David Blaine. Penetrates the defense and knocks him down for a 3-yard loss. Empty backfield, back to throw. They rush four. He steps up. He throws toward the end zone. It is caught. It's caught for a touchdown. Malachi Toney has it for a touchdown. Miami strikes first. The new man makes an immediate impact. 6-0 Miami. Three receivers right side, kind of in a bunch route. With Toney, back to throw. Looking, throws toward the end zone. It is.
I've been chasing CJ for 2 years. Every time he enters a portal, man, I miss him. We finally got him.
Good! Where's the jab? Daniels caught it in traffic, and they're going wild at Hard Rock Stadium. What a catch! by C.J. Daniels, who makes an announcement. He's here in Miami. And back, one more moment of magic, puts Miami in front 13-7.
C.J. Daniels is an absolute pro, and it was funny. We're leaving the locker room. He's like, oh, just getting started, man. Just getting started. Let's keep this thing going.
Big time players step up in big games.
Second down and two from the Irish 43. Moore throws it out right side, deflected in the air. Still deflected in there, intercepted! Intercepted by Bain. Bain's got it. He's off to the races. He's pushed out of bounds. Off a deflection. It's Reuben Bain with the biggest defensive play of the night. And Miami has the ball.
Bain with the play.
Second and goal from the 7. Carr with 2 touchdown passes. Quarterback draw. He runs. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame. They're within an extra point of tying the game. Back off the right hash mark, takes the snap. He gives to Brown. Brown slithers through, breaks the tackle to the Notre Dame 40-yard line. Brown still going, getting pushed by Cooper. They'll mark him down at the 40. Third down and 2. Beck waiting for the snap. Here it is. He gives to Brown. Brown tries to slither his way through. He's pounding the ball forward, pounding forward. And I think he got the first down. Not a second effort. Not a third effort. It was a fourth effort. 44-yard field goal attempt for the lead. 3 points, 44 yards for the lead. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It's going to be good. Carter Davis got it down the middle. He puts Miami in front, 27-24, with 1:04 to go in the game. 47-yard field goal for Carter Davis.
The Hurricanes have a new hero, and his name is Carter Davis.
Far back to throw. Steps up. Got a lot of pressure. T.J. Carter sacked. Miami got him. Mesidor's there. Bain is there. Blunt is there. Clock is running. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Notre Dame trying to get off a play. 2 seconds to go. Can they get off a play? It's over. Miami wins. A magnificent finish. Carter Davis is the hero for Miami. 27-24 is your final score. Miami is celebrating. And Mario Cristobal has a collector's item and a signature victory against sixth-ranked Notre Dame. It's over at Hard Rock Stadium. And what a moment for Carson Beck. The coolest of the cool here tonight. And Carter Davis connects on the game-winning field goal. And Miami has defeated Notre Dame.
Once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. And what a day it is. Joe Zagacki alongside Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, Miami and Notre Dame, 27-24. Hurricanes win, 27-24 over Notre Dame. Should I say it a third time?
You can.
What a game, coach. What an environment. I'm not even sure where to start, but maybe I'll start here. The environment, probably something you've been building toward. That place, Hard Rock Stadium, was jumping. And, you know, Hurricane fans, when they're in full throat like that, they're a different brand, man, and they brought it.
A very different game day experience. It really was. And everybody felt it. I mean, our players arriving on our buses, seeing the amount of people out there, coming out for warm-ups, recruits that were in attendance, families. I mean, everybody felt just a very different kind and a different level of energy. And that kind of stuff is contagious now, right? With the first big hit, that thing just grows exponentially, and it was awesome all night.
Coach, you talked about something after the game about the promise you made to guys like Cooper and Maui Noah and Bain about you promised them if they come in and they commit, this is what's going to happen, meaning you're going to take on a top 10 team in Notre Dame at home, and you will have turned this program to the point where you will beat Notre Dame at home. And you kept your promise.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look back, it's now, we start our fourth season now, mm-hmm. right? We have 3 years under our belt. And that first season, I mean, it's a starting point. You got what you got, and you do your very best by every player. That's your job. But I remember, you know, in those tough, tough nights mm-hmm. outside of Hard Rock after those games, talking to some of those players, talking about Reuben Bain specifically the other day and watching this unbelievable Central Rocket just killing it week in and week out and seeing what we got and seeing we got to get you here. and keeping him engaged and believing in, look, our like vision is going to be validated through hard work and talent acquisition and player development with a great culture. You know, you just, you know, you got to be in it. You got to see it. You got to believe it. And it was great just seeing just living proof of that come to fruition last night. It's a big moment for Ruben and the rest of those guys, Yanez Coopers of the world, CC Manoas, Mark Fletchers, so many. Akeem Mesidor's right, because Akeem's really a freshman when we took him, you know, for us. So it was just incredible validation.
I want to get, we'll get into the game and the keys to the game, but along those lines, you came here with a blueprint, and we saw that against Notre Dame. We saw the blueprint. We've got a long way to go this season. We know that. But if I was to bring up another example of one of the last times Miami was in one of these games, an opening game prior to you, it was against Alabama. And it was 41-3 in the fourth quarter. That's the disparity that Miami was facing, 41-3 in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter against Notre Dame, it was Miami in front by 10 points over a team that played for the national championship. That's how far this program has gone with your blueprint, and still some distance to go. But this, I think, shows the improvement because of that blueprint you have brought here.
Well, you know, it's the product of a lot of hard work by a lot of awesome people at every level. You know, sports science is involved, strength and conditioning is all over it, the medical staff, the training room staff, development, academic services. I mean, it is a full throttle approach every single day. A lot of people that we're really thankful for. And everybody knows this is just the beginning. It's a great start, but a lot to improve upon from here and a lot to look forward to.
Coach Carson Beck came to the University of Miami and came in, was injured, is now healed, and Hurricane fans and the nation got a look at Carson Beck, and he's as impressive as his numbers say they are.
And I hope people got a chance to hear him speak from the heart after the game as well, so they could see what a great human being he is as well. But Carson did what Carson does. He's a winner. He's a competitor. And he put it all on the line like we all knew he would. And it's great to see him get off to that kind of a start.
20 of 31, 205 yards. At one point, completed 12 straight passes. C.J. Daniels. Let's talk about that for a moment. Somebody asked me, have you seen a better catch by a University of Miami wide receiver? And you think Andre Johnson, Michael Irvin, when you played, Jim Joyner, Pat Walker, Blades, Andre Brown, Copeland, Lamar Thomas. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen a better catch. But you tried to get him for a while and tried to tell people, this guy is a good player. And he made his announcement.
And what's crazy is he actually made almost an identical catch to that during our practices, just from the other side. So, yeah, I've been chasing him forever. It's like Bigfoot, right? You know, he exists, but you can't ever capture him. So, but he is exactly what we hope for from a talent and a player standpoint. He's just exponentially more of a leader than we ever could imagine he would have been. He's had a tremendous impact on that room.
Malachi Toney, 17 years old, reclassified himself. I mean, really can be in high, could have been in high school right now, and comes out on the biggest stage imaginable and acts like he's been there and done that.
Yeah, no flinch at all on him. I mean, he's and again, there's a certain level of confidence that you establish throughout the course of practice, not just by the plays you make, but the time you invest, and the fact that if you are not exactly on point, that you will do anything and everything to make sure it's exactly on point. That's what he is. Everybody had trust and confidence in him, and so he did what he's been doing in practice every day.
I don't know if I can say this, but you had a player at FIU when you were there, T.Y. Hilton. I often wonder when you recruit guys, is there like a Rolodex in your head? You say, oh, that guy reminds me of the guy I had before.
You know, there always is, but I always like to keep guys independent of those kind of comparisons. You want them to be the first one of themselves, right, as opposed to the next somebody else. So, but have we had some great ones? Oh, yeah, it's hard not to draw comparisons, right, at the University of Miami with so many great ones over the years. But Malachi's off to a great start.
Coach, talk about the running back room, and you can go down the list, but Marty Brown, we know what Fletch has done. We've seen that. But Marty Brown came in, 15 carries, 54 yards, but just a hard-running, tough, put-some-pain-on-you-when-you-tackle-him kind of guy. And what a change-up he is.
Tremendous job by Marty. Tremendous job by all those guys, yeah, by Mark, by Jordan. Jordan got a little bit nicked up by Coach Merrick getting those guys ready. They refuse to just go down on first contact and by the first tackler. and they made a humongous difference in the game.
I thought you you kind of beat Notre Dame at their own game. You did not turn the ball over. Your physicality of your offensive line, and then you dominated that middle eight, which actually turned out to be like the middle 16 because of the long drive in the third quarter. You get the touchdown to end the half, and you open the third quarter, the 12-play, 75-yard drive, which you basically said, hey, offensive line, we recruited you, we believe in you, take this thing over, and you mauled them for 75 yards.
Well, you know, those guys, we view offensive linemen as playmakers here, right? And we've invested a lot in them, and sometimes, you know, people might wonder, well, how do you look at certain parts of your team during critical times? Well, they are as big of a playmaker as a wide receiver or running back, so it was time to lean on them, just like at other times we really, you know, lean on the quarterback or a tight end or a back or a receiver to make a play. So it was awesome to watch those guys go to work, sink their pads, sink their hips, and run off the football and get all that movement they did to create the seams, the holes, the opportunities for our backs to get going, get downhill, and eventually cap off that drive with a touchdown.
Coach, you had a rotation on the left side last year on the offensive line, and Samson Okanolo came in. This got a bunch of 40, almost 40, 50 reps this game, and he looks like he's made a big difference. He's really brought up his game.
Hard work works.
Yeah.
Hard work works. You know, and Samson, credit to him for just working his tail off and keeping his mouth shut. You know, when you're a high-profile guy, people expect it to happen all of a sudden. And in football, sometimes it happens over a long period of time, all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. You know, those things kind of come together, they collide. And no one knows as to when someone's actually going to pop, when it's actually going to just hit for them on all cylinders. And he's hitting his stride now. Samson is playing some great football for us.
Coach, take us through the end of the game, the last drive. And Don mentioned Shamar Brown. He picked up a huge first down on 3rd and 2. It took you inside of 2 minutes, which forced Notre Dame to use all their timeouts. So I thought that was important. You were able to force Notre Dame to burn their timeouts. Maybe talk about the physicality of that drive. And then, of course, that set it up for Carter Davis, who nobody had knew anything about him, but his leg was like dynamite, especially on the last kick.
Yeah, you know what? We had gone 3 and out a few times, and we had put a lot of pressure on our defense. We had to keep them off the field. So we had to sustain the football, sustain the drive, and we had to give the defense some time to recover while we went down there and scored to end the game, close it out. And we thought we could do it in a couple different ways, and certainly we were going to lean on our offensive line some, and there were some opportunities for some throws as well. But at the end, it came down to those guys moving the piles and getting it close enough where we felt comfortable with our kicking situation to go in there and Carter getting it done.
Coach, Popo Algieri comes in, leads in tackles, physical, and there's a guy, perfect example, that has just worked himself into a position to really contribute.
Sure has. Proud of Popo, man. Popo is a grinder. He's a physical dude. He's got a lot of energy. He's a great leader, great person, and a great teammate, and he had some great plays last night. Another guy whose best football is just ahead of him, you know, so really proud of him and really proud of the way that entire defense played.
Notre Dame, 93 yards rushing on 28 carries, 3.3 yards per carry. You'll probably take that almost every game. Jeremiah Love, 33 yards, one of the best running backs in the country, held him to 33 yards. Your run defense was really good.
We did a really good job controlling their running backs. Their quarterback draws got us a few times, and then one of those inside plays busted outside on us, got around the edge when we were supposed to set the edge with our nickel. But aside from that, our guys did a really good job of controlling the line of scrimmage and shutting down the primary part of their run game. Their quarterback run game did get us a few times.
Dylan Joyce, 42-yard average, field position was huge, and once again, your punter comes up big.
A really big part of the game was everyone understanding that they had blocked more kicks than anybody in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, and they come after you in all kinds of ways, and that they ran more fakes than anybody in the country. So we had a tremendous plan for both sides. We were going to mix up our formations, our assignments, the style of punt, but we were going to get it off quick. And to do so, if you get it off quick, you better give it some hang time, and you better get down there and cover, and we did both. It was the best day of coverage we've had here in 3 years, plus one game.
And by the way, Tony was very confident on the punt returns, and Marion returned one, and you can see his electricity on kickoff returns.
No doubt. I mean, I think we have certainly continued to just improve our special teams through recruiting, through development, through schematic stuff that we have done. So we're looking forward to watching the special teams grow and get better.
Hey, there's never been a better time to get into a Cadillac, a new Cadillac. And the family of Cadillac vehicles are all available right now at Williamson Cadillac, whether it's the CT4, the CT5, XT5, XT6, the new all-electric Lyriq, they've got them all at Williamson Cadillac. I'm driving the XT4, and it's perfect. Mrs. King's voice and I rolled in to Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday, and we had a bunch of stuff in the back seat and in the trunk area, because we had a beautiful tailgate when the game was over and the parking lot was emptying out, and we had it all inside that XT4. We had tables, we had chairs, we had coolers, we had it all, and what a smooth ride. A lot of traffic going into Hard Rock on Saturday. We didn't hear it, we didn't feel it, because we had the XT4. It could not have been a better drive. If you are in the market for a new Cadillac, I highly recommend Williamson Cadillac. You're going to enjoy world-class customer service, because that's what Ed Williamson and his lovely wife, Carol, are known for. Great customer service. They've been doing this for 50 years. Jermaine Chambers. Ask for Jermaine, former University of Miami wide receiver. He'll put you right in the Cadillac that you're looking for. Or you need some kind of other help on the side, Reggie. You got to see Reggie. He's the man. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Go online first. Check out all of the inventory at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Go by, see Ed Williamson. Tell him that Joe Z sent you. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Saturday, it's the Hurricanes and Bethune-Cookman at Hard Rock Stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff as Miami takes on Bethune. Coach, when you get a game like Bethune, and they're coming off a game that they struggled in against FIU, but you look at their roster, a lot of experience. We'll talk about their head coach in a moment. A lot of guys from the state of Florida, and that always creates some extra intensity.
A lot of good players on that roster. I'm very familiar with their roster, and I am very familiar with their head coach. They have a lot of good players, and they will be ready to play. And like it is going to be for any week that we play, we have to be at our very best. College football every single week has proven that if you are not at your best, you leave yourself open for a very disappointing afternoon. So, we're obviously, today is the day after the game, so we're getting our guys all mended up and ice packs and, you know, Advil, whatever else, to get themselves ready for tomorrow, because we're right back at it. We're right back. It's a shorter week, but we have the same amount of practice days, and we'll take full advantage of that.
And Coach, you take advantage of practice. Your practice is your practice. I mean, your Tuesday's a Tuesday, your Wednesday's a Wednesday. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. You're going to go after it the way you go after it every single day.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Bethune-Cookman, for their coach, for their players. We know they have good players. We know they have a good team. They lost several games last year by 1, 2, and 3 points. They have a lot of starters returning, particularly up front. We feel that they have a very good team, and we need to prepare at our best to make sure we play our best.
Yeah, to pick up on that point, they had 5 games decided by 14 points. So that probably allows you to address the team about playing to the Miami standard, right?
No doubt. I mean, they are going in the right direction. They're doing a lot of the right things, and we have been at that point too, right, when we were rebuilding, and we were getting our feet underneath us and playing. That's what they're doing now. So for us, learning to play to our standard is as important as anything else. Okay, and all I know that we have that opportunity coming up on Saturday, so we got to get right back to preparation.
But fact be told is every day is competition on Green Tree. I mean, that's just what it is here now, especially under Coach Cristobal, like it was in the past, that jobs are open every single day. You have to keep earning it or you will lose it.
Amen. That's the best way always to put it, and that's always the best way to keep it. And it's the only best. It's the only way to get the absolute best out of your team. Keep competition alive. I mean, if for 1 second your team gets comfortable, it's almost like losing your culture through paper cuts. You know, this give a little bit here, give a little bit there. You won't be as sharp as you need to be later on in the season. So it's all about one game at a time. Every single game's a playoff game. That's why you have to look at it.
And the other thing you mentioned about Bethune earlier was They've got guys that can put pressure on the quarterback. They got guys that can block. You look kind of looking at their trenches. And a year ago, they're averaging over 2 sacks a game. So sometimes 3 sacks a game. So you know that they've got something going on in defense where they want to pressure the quarterback.
No doubt. They're disruptive. And they've got good athletes, guys that can run. You know, and all it takes is one miss, right, to cause a turnover, to turn the momentum of a game and get a player hurt. You know what I mean? So this is, look, I have a tremendous amount of respect for this team, and therefore we will be preparing for them at the highest level.
And the last thing, their coach, third year, Raymond Woody, he's got a lot of pride. He's worked hard. He's put together a really nice staff.
Yeah, a lot of respect for Coach. We worked together in 2017 at the University of Oregon. He was a great high school player in the state of Florida, legendary, you know, and I know that he'll have his guys ready to play.
All right, back to your team from the game the other night, defensive tackle. Moten, Blaze, Scott, those guys. And right off the bat, Scott came up with the big hit that forced the fumble. And then we saw Blaze make a couple of a tip and a tackle for a loss. Those guys, I thought, really, they handled their business.
They played well, and when they watch tape, they're going to realize they could play even better. There's a lot in the tank there, and we're starting to get that good play out of those guys, and we need more and more and more. We need more development. We saw Armando Blunt take some reps inside also, right? Armando Blunt played hard, man. He played really, really good football for us. So we see ourselves developing to a point where we could, you know, increase the number of people in that rotation to get more quality snaps out of our guys.
Wesley Bissaint, the linebacker spot, just getting better and better. You saw a bunch of flashing last year come out of him, but starts off game one extremely successful.
Without a doubt. And you can see he's in better shape, you know, and he's bigger and he's stronger. And it's his time, man. You know how it is. When you're a senior, there's an internal clock. There's something, an alarm that goes off. And it's gone off in him, and he's doing a really good job.
Well, the alarm went off for Reuben Bain, that's for sure. He was a wrecking crew out there. Whether he was intercepting a pass or sacking the quarterback or chasing somebody down, I don't know. He had his Wheaties, that's for sure, because he was Superman.
He sure was. He was him and Akeem Mesidor absolutely changed the complexion of the game. The ball had to come out quick. And, you know, that being said, if it does have to come out quick, your secondary, right, your force players have to be ready to either get a guy on the ground in a hurry, right, block destruction on the perimeter, knock a ball down at the line of scrimmage. So I think we just we played probably the best complementary football we've played since we've been here.
Yeah.
Coach, conditioning-wise, I know you spend so much time on nutrition and conditioning and weightlifting. But now you go back to the blueprint. Now you're starting to see layers and layers of that with the classes and how that paid off on Sunday night.
Without a doubt, we felt that at some point in time, both teams were going to get tired and feel the elements a little bit. And we have to trust the fact that we train in, whether that's 20 degrees hotter, humidity that's 20% higher, and that we were just going to have a little bit more in the tank, but that we were playing a team that has no tap button. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to recognize that, who your opponent is. And we felt that they did not have a tap button, and they don't. Those are hard-nosed, tough dudes that are coached really hard, really well. And so it was going to take nothing less than everything we had.
I wanted to pick up on that for a moment. And everybody you talked to about Notre Dame, the way they played a year ago, especially on defense, first thing they said is Notre Dame plays harder for longer than anybody in the country. So you get them first, and to be able to match that or surpass it has to say something about the readiness of your program.
It says that we're off to a great start, and we are as proud of that victory as you could possibly get. And I don't know how many hours we have left till we come up on the 24 hours, but it's soon to be put way in the back burner, right, as we go forward and get this team ready to go. But it says a lot. It says a lot about what we have been able to put together as a roster and a staff, and from a culture standpoint, and also recognizing, brother, if you don't take care of business every week, games like that are soon forgotten.
But, Coach, you also lean on your leadership on weeks like this. Mm-hmm. You come off a huge game. It's a national game and giant for this program. And then you have to come back, and reality sets in on a short week. How do you lean on the leaders of this football team?
With honesty and transparency. It's always the best medicine, right? I mean, it's always the best way. Football is very real. You know, football hurts. Football is rewarding. Football is punishing. And the best way to always stay engaged, stay tight, have unity, is to no matter good times or bad times, transparency and honesty.
I don't want to miss one position group. We've talked about everybody, but I do think this was pretty cool. Also, you were determined to improve the secondary. And you had guys that were here like Frederick and Damari Brown, and then you surrounded them, brought in more players. And I thought in the game against Notre Dame, it didn't matter who was out there. Whoever went out there did not want to have a drop-off from whoever was in the game. So it didn't matter what the combination was. I thought the level of play, both at corner and safety, stayed at a high level.
It did. It did. And credit to Coach Heatherman and Coach Etheridge and Coach Harris, Coach Jefferson. They got those guys ready to play. And we like to develop our rooms from top to bottom. Doesn't matter where they came from, what year they're at. None of that matters. You know, at some point in time, someone in that room is going to have to step in and play winning football for us. So you approach them all the exact same way. And I think that that type of attitude has helped us.
Coach, how do the players, how do they go about understanding the fact that there is competition and you talk about development constantly? I mean, every single week there's different guys at different spots. You're just cross-training different players. It's just part of how you go about it, isn't it?
I mean, we always tell the story of guys that were drafted and they played this one position in college, and when they got to that NFL team, they tapped them on the shoulder and said, "Hey, buddy, move over. Mm-hmm. You're going over to the other side." And that's just part of the game. And understand that this game is, at sometimes in the season, it's a game of attrition where guys go down and guys got to step up and play, and that there's no room for, if you want to be really good, there's no room for selfishness. You can't have it. You can't. And if maybe you're not where you want to be exactly, we always provide a very clear path to get that, you know, and we're going to help you get to that spot. But you got to do it. You know, there's no soft and kind and cuddly way to prepare a guy or to articulate, you know, what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. So we go right at it, and our guys do appreciate that.
The last thing for you, probably fairly important also, but the last thing for you, the way the game ended, Notre Dame, take us through what the defense was thinking about. Notre Dame's got the ball backed up. They have no timeouts remaining. They do have a lot of good weapons. Turned out that you had kind of just completely erased them in those final seconds, but maybe take us through what the defense was thinking, then the exhilaration when the clock hit zero.
Yeah, you know, them being out of timeouts, a sack is of extreme value because typically routes are down the field and the time for, you know, elapsed throughout the course of the play, plus players running all the way back to get set, getting a communicated play and then running it, that's a good chunk of time right there. So the value of a sack is immense. The value of an intentional grounding and then some, right, with the runoff that came with it. So once that happened, it was a matter, okay, let's cover up, right? Let's make sure that nothing gets behind us, right? We know the kick line was about the 35-yard line, and let's get the guy on the ground, and our guys did.
Okay, great win against Notre Dame. Congratulations, but more work coming up with Bethune coming in on Saturday. Want to see a great crowd for that one. Thank you very much. Best of luck against the Wildcats.
Appreciate you. Got to see everybody at the Rock again this Saturday. Go Canes.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Happy to welcome you back to the show. Coming up on Saturday, we'll have football 7 o'clock kickoff, Bethune. We'll be on the air at 3 p.m. here on WQAM. FM 104.3 WQAM. Our coverage begins at 3 p.m. Hope you'll join us for the 7 o'clock kickoff. And, you know, the crowd noise is great. When you have crowd noise, you know, one of the secrets of broadcasting, crowd noise. It helps. At any rate, what also helps is having a really good offensive coordinator, and the University of Miami has one in Shannon Dawson. And earlier, he spoke with Don Bailey Jr.
All right, we're with Miami offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on your victory over Notre Dame, 27-24. But the best compliment I think I can give this offense is that it did not look like game one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the anxiety that everybody has going into game one is just the, you know, not wanting to look like it's game one. And so, you know, I thought we did a really good job preparing and stressing the things we needed to stress to go into the game. And the fact that we played a clean game with no turnovers, you know, we didn't do everything perfect for sure, but I did think it looked like a game that was more of a mid-year game for us, execution-wise.
Coach, let's start in the wide receiving core. C.J. Daniels, we'll just call it the catch. I mean, it really was. But I want you to talk about the throw, too, because Carson Peck made a heck of a throw.
Yeah, it was an elite throw because he had somebody around his legs. I mean, he would have – that specific play, you know, he was going to rip that thing in between the levels of the defense. But he didn't – he couldn't get everything on it probably because of the people around his legs. But he gave him a chance, and CJ ran a heck of a route. That's the one thing that you don't see there is he – that guy covering him is one of the best corners in the nation, and he ran a great route and made a, I mean, like you said, how do you, just the catch, right? Then that's it.
That's it. Malachi Toney scored the first touchdown of the night, but also finished the game, 6 catches, 82 yards, and not bad for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, that's why we're hesitant to talk about him a little bit because he's so young and he really hasn't done it, but he just did basically what we see every day on the practice field in Greentree. That's what we see. And so very talented young player and very humble. I don't think we have to worry about him getting the big head or anything because he just loves the game of football. So he, you know, he's going to have a lot of those games in his career.
Coach, 7 Hurricanes caught passes. 5 of them were not on the roster last year. You've just incorporated new faces and new places, but everybody seems to, like we said, it didn't look like game one.
No, and I listened to all the question marks going into the game from the national media, and everybody was talking about, you know, Carson is talented, but who's he throwing to? Who's he throwing to? That's all you heard is who's he throwing to. And so we had a pretty good feel who he was throwing to in the building. Because these guys are really talented and they work hard. And really, even though they haven't played here a lot, they've played a lot of football, you know, CJ and Keelan. And so those guys, you know, bring a different level of leadership and seriousness to that group. And I think it shows off, you know. And the one thing they did that really goes without being seen or said, really, is they blocked as good as a receiving corps blocked probably in my career, they blocked Sunday. And really that was a reason that, you know, we tilted the game as far as who was the most physical team is because people took ownership of being physical, and that group definitely did.
Coach, Carson Beck, 20 of 31, 0 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, and he just kept finding the open player.
He did. I mean, I thought he played a heck of a game, especially versus that defense, which I don't know if I've faced a back end like that in a long time. And so he was very poised out there through the course of the game. Like, his demeanor is awesome. And, yeah, he never put the ball in jeopardy. And, you know, if it wasn't there, he would dump it to the running back or he would scramble and get 5 or 6 or 10. And so just a very well-executed game on his part, you know. And for a first game – and obviously, he's around a lot of different people. He didn't go through spring. I thought that was as well as it could have played out, honestly.
His efficiency at one point, he was 12 for 12.
Yeah, I mean, he, like, and that's what we've seen in practice, too. You talk about Malachi, but, like, I mean, heck, in one of the scrimmages, he was 84% on team reps. So, I mean, he is very accurate with the football. His timing is always on point. And so he has a very good grasp of what we're doing, and he fits the scheme, obviously. And so, you know, we just got to keep pushing forward. And if we stay efficient like that, then we have a chance to win any game we play.
University of Miami outrushed Notre Dame 119 yards to 93. You used all 3 of your running backs, but the guy that is new to the Hurricane program is Marty Brown, and boy, he brought the physical element you promised he would.
No doubt, and part of that too, not to, you know, that stat is obviously telling, but it's more telling if you say that probably half of theirs was quarterback draw, or close to half. And so if you look at the actual yards running backs got when they got handed the ball, we probably doubled their yards. And so, and that's a key stat because ultimately, you know, handing the ball to the running back and blocking everybody up is the physical part of the game. Sometimes you can scheme up a quarterback run, especially a quarterback draw, and bust it for 10 or 15, schematically, that's going to be a free play as far as the extra hitter getting out of there. But when you block everybody up and hand it to the running back, you know, that tells the true story of who was the more physical team.
Offensive line, only one sack on the evening. Running the ball, we talked about, but they were extremely physical.
Really, from play one. I mean, you watched the first play of the game, and CC and Coop took that B-gap player and took him for a ride. And so, and it was, you know, the last drive of the first half and the first drive of the second half was really the tail of the game. And both of those drives was, I mean, obviously converting some third downs in the pass game and putting the ball in play, but we really ran the ball very physical in those two drives. We had ball for like 13 minutes with those combined drives, and that was the tail of the game. I mean, we kind of imposed our will in those two drives, which tilted the game in our favor.
Coach, when you look back on it as well, you know, the giveaway takeaway, the whole offseason, everybody talked about how Notre Dame was the best at it, and to come out of that football game with zero turnovers.
Yeah, and then the frustrating part is, you know, they turned it over twice. We turned it over none, but we really didn't. I mean, we got 3 points out of the two turnovers, and really you won't, you know, I don't mind a field goal in that situation, but we should have scored on the first one. And so we got to score when we get turnovers, especially in the red zone. And so that was a little bit disappointing, but we'll grow on that.
All right, that's Shannon Dawson with Don Bailey Jr. And I think he's just I think he's going to be – I think he is a really good offensive coordinator. I think he's got a good feel for the game. I think Miami's in good hands in that department, and I think he's really in sync with his quarterback, Carson Beck, who Don Bailey also spoke to after the game in a really terrific interview, and here's how that sounded.
Well, first of all, Carson Beck, congratulations on your first win as a Miami Hurricane. How's it feel?
Gosh, it feels so good. It feels so good. I mean, the past 8 months have been a grind. It's been a grind, and man, me and my teammates have just been working, and to be able to come out here and execute in a game like that, you know, where, I mean, all facets of the game were necessary, it makes it feel 10 times better, so.
Carson, when you look at this ball game, you did everything. Miami ran the football. You used three guys in the running game. Your tight ends were involved, the receivers. Tony came up big as well. Just discuss the overall performance of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously very talented all across the board, a lot of execution, but there's so much that we can get better at too. You know, we'll go back and we'll watch the film, get better from just little minor mistakes that we, you know, made, which, you know, it always tends to happen in first games. You know, you get out there, you see what you're capable of, you go out there and compete, but there's always things to fix. So, you know, very proud of our guys and the way that they played and competed, but there's so much more.
Coach Cristobal talked about the importance of all three phases, and it took all three phases tonight.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, he stresses how important special teams is, and obviously it comes up huge for us there at the end. Our defense played their butt off. I mean, I'm sure Coach Heatherman's proud of them. I mean, he works his butt off too. But, man, I'm just so proud of our guys and how they competed.
Carson, you've been in a lot of big venues, but this is a special night for being a Hurricane. What was it like running out for the first time through the smoke at Hard Rock?
Gosh, it was awesome. I mean, it was a very emotional moment for me, just being 8 months since I'd been able to, you know, take step on a field, and obviously my first one in green and orange. So, I mean, it meant a lot to me, and just happy to be able to do it with the guys that are on this team. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Let's dig into the ball game. Marty Brown as a back, you know, we've got 1-2 and then the spare, but the spare looked like he could go 100 miles tonight.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, all those dudes. I mean, they run the ball hard. I mean, you got Lyle, you got Fletcher, you got Marty, and again, like I just said, they run that rock hard. And I mean, if I was on defense, I wouldn't want to tackle them for four quarters. So, I mean, and they're just constantly coming in, fresh legs, and we're running it down their throat. And you match the O-line with that, and it's a dangerous combo.
Did Notre Dame present anything different tonight or that you didn't expect or hadn't trained for?
Not really, to be honest. Obviously, there's always some, like, new stuff that you see on third downs, which is always a little bit different. But for the most part, you know, I thought we were well prepared. And, I mean, that again, that's no, like, diss to them. Obviously, they do what they do, and they're going to have a great season after this. You know, that ball game could have gone any way there at the end, but they're going to go win a lot of ball games. They're a very talented team, so the utmost respect for them. But I thought we were really well prepared.
You're the ultimate professional. I see you in there watching tape all the time and looking for stuff. How did Carson Beck play today? What do you think you need to work on? Where were you proud of yourself on? Give us a rundown on yourself.
Man, I thought I made really good decisions. I thought we ran the offense well and consistently, right? The two-minute drive – at the end of the half was a big one for our offense. We practiced that and stressed being good at that, which won us the game right there. That drive at the end of the half, being able to put 7 up on the board instead of 3, obviously a great play by CJ to be able to bring that one down. But, man, there's always room to improve. But I thought we were consistent. I thought my eyes were in the right spot. And, you know, we made plays when we had to.
You did a great job of avoiding traffic and throughout the whole night. And also you picked up some yards running the football. Let's not discount that.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, just go out there and do what the defense presents. If they give me the opportunity to go use my legs, you know, try to use my legs. And usually people get a little hype, a little energy whenever I do because I don't do it much. But, you know, just take what the defense gives you, man, and just try to move the ball down the field.
Coach Cristobal talked to this team in the post game about how important this ball game is and that it provides belief on the team. But you guys have an understanding of what it takes to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I think today really showed that. But that goes into the hours of preparation, not only this week, but dating all the way back to January, right? I mean, that's the workouts, the runs, the – gosh, I mean, it's hard and it's hot down here in Miami. But, you know, we – you know, the work that we put in is what ultimately prepares us for moments like these. So,
well, congratulations on your first of many victories as a Miami Hurricane. And now go celebrate with your team, man. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Great job.
All right. That was Carson Beck Sunday night after the game. Thanks to Don Bailey Jr., Shannon Dawson, of course, Mario Cristobal. A reminder that we will be on there at 3:00 on Saturday, 7:00 kickoff. From Hard Rock Stadium, Miami and Bethune. Get your tickets now, hurricanesports.com, and get your tickets or 1-800-GO-CANES. Trevor Harris has been our producer. Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you on Saturday from Hard Rock Stadium.